Dude, clear your throat.
I would say to the naysayers, find me one evil spirit in that Walmart.
I don't want that lunatic anywhere near my Costco.
I dump the salt out regularly.
Oh, I mean, tree bark has got to be horrible for your dick.
Harry Hamlin can get it.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the program. Episode number 271 of the show. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. I am joined now, as I am each and every week, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I want to open with a big hearty fuck you to every news organization yesterday. I watch Jeopardy just about every day, and they can go fuck themselves with a headline that says, hey, spoilers included. Well, what the fuck could the spoiler be?
Of course.
Something big happened on Jeopardy, and it's like, oh, you think it's the guy who's been winning for a month straight, like banking 85 grand every show? Do you think the spoiler is that he won 20 grand or that he won 150? No, the spoiler is that he's fucking lost. And we knew that.
Of course.
And it's just, I get it when people are like, well, what are we supposed to do with spoilers with streaming shows and this and that? But this was a game show the fucking day of the show airing. It's not like.
Yep.
It's not like the next day. I get it. When something big like that happens, it would come out the next day that you can't record a game show and expect to not hear spoilers. But, like, I read one thing. They're like, well, in Alabama, it airs at 9:30 in the morning. 9:30 in the morning? What?
Yeah.
The fuck is going on in Alabama?
So, somebody retweeted or liked. Why am I seeing what people like?
I don't care what anyone likes. Yeah, that's another thing.
Yes. So somebody liked something from that fucking weasel, Darren fucking Revelle. Is there a bigger piece of shit, more hated media person
than that? How about what he did the other day about when Bill Buckner died?
Oh, what'd he do?
He tweeted out something like, saw Bill Buckner died today. It's a shame that his worst moment was my best because I'm a Mets fan. And sorry, your worst moment was my best. R.I.P. Like, fuck you. And what? You fucking piece of trash.
He is a fucking soulless weasel. So I saw I guess somebody leaked, and Jeopardy is on the fucking case. Somebody's leaked the video internally.
Yeah, I saw. So appropriate it was like on action YouTube. Will be taken. Somebody's losing their job.
But this cunt, Revelle, was like, and whoever fucking liked something that Darren Revelle wrote that made it into, because of course I don't follow that piece of shit. Like, you're just as bad. You fucking follow Darren fucking Revelle. So he's like, since it's already aired in many markets, we can go ahead and tell you that Jeopardy James is lost or whatever. And I'm like, fuck
what,
you.
What markets?
Right.
No, Alabama?
Jeopardy is a fucking nighttime game show.
7 o'clock. Or I don't know. I record it and then I usually watch like before bed or sometimes I watch a lot. Yeah, 7 o'clock. And it's followed by that fucking Hangman show.
It's same here.
But,
same here. That's,
but
that's
it's an
that's
evening
the
show.
It's a nighttime show just because fucking Tahlequah, Oklahoma gets it in the morning or fucking Des Moines, Iowa has it programmed for the fucking morning because the farm report comes on at 7 doesn't mean some piece of shit scumbag in fucking New York can use that as an excuse to spoil the results of Jeopardy. Go fuck yourself, Revelle.
Yeah. This,
fuck you.
This is not Game of Thrones a week later.
No.
And you're like, hey, wait a second. I need to know. If you choose to not watch something, I was choosing to watch Jeopardy the night it happened.
Yeah. I wasn't even going to watch it, but I didn't, you know, because I didn't know he was going to lose. But I wasn't watching every night, but I was keeping up on it. So if I was at the TV, I would throw it on. The point is that I didn't want it fucking spoiled for me. Let it happen.
Yeah.
Then let us find out.
I was cheering against him because I didn't like that he didn't know how to smile. It really bothered me, his weird smile.
He has autism.
Yeah.
He's a strange person.
He's very strange. But he changed the way it's going to be played forever. You start with the big numbers first. And I hated that one guy. The one Asian
guy.
The New
York cop?
No, the one Asian guy who went like a serial killer, just went all over the place.
Hunts and pecks. Yeah, he's looking for the daily doubles.
But changed categories and dollar amounts. This guy, Holzhauer, just systematically went bottom line, second to last line, just weaved back and forth. Because guess what? If you run out of time and you ran out of time on the $100 or $200, who gives a shit? And so he changed it and he made it a big money thing. And it would have been exciting because this librarian who beat him, she went all in. She did a daily double late in the game.
Amazing.
A true daily double to put her in the lead. It was it would have been exciting, and I just knew he was gonna lose. And I love that show. So
like a week ago, it might have been 2 weeks ago, Holzhauer was getting he was losing. And some guy was giving him a fucking run for his money. And the guy was up almost $10,000 late in double. When Holzhauer comes across a fucking daily double.
Yeah, and he was on those things.
That was it. He threw it all on the line. That was the end of his streak if he got that one question wrong. But he doubled up and suddenly he was in the lead $10,000 and won the game. Balls play. He's kind of like the Steph Curry of Jeopardy. There's going to be the way the game was played before Holzhauer, and now there's going to be the way the game is played after. Everybody's going to be playing it his way. But the bottom line is, you got to have big sack. And I think he has said this to people where he's like, look, I'm a sports bettor. Like, betting $15,000 is not a big deal to me. And that's where his autism comes into play, because regular people, that's a lot of money.
Goddamn money.
Yeah. And to a guy like him who just doesn't care, completely cool under pressure because he doesn't give a shit. You have to not give a shit. So now forever, everybody's going to be playing this way. And it's great. It's fantastic. He's a star. And such a gracious tweet that I saw from him today where he's like, look, he's like, I lost, and it's great that I lost to an amazing competitor and a good player. I didn't blow it. I got beaten by somebody who played a perfect game. Congratulations.
He went over and high-fived her right after she won. Yeah. Like, he didn't throw a hissy fit or whatever. I just was creeped out by his smile. But yeah, I mean, he was great.
Yeah, the whole face is odd.
He was great for the show. And I also just read this afternoon a funny article about how the St. Louis Blues color guard, you know, when they march them out so they jam patriotism down our throats before sporting events.
Oh, yeah, they come out and they, like, where the guy walks out on the carpet and there's dudes with flags by him.
Yeah,
but
I thought the color guard was always military people. But apparently, I guess from what I read, they have like a, you know, auction off, or just the high, if you pay extra, you and your four buddies can walk out with flags.
Shut up. How do you know how to stand?
I know,
I feel like I've seen them wearing uniforms.
Yeah, I guess. But that's the side note to the story. But anyway, during a Stanley Cup game, somebody noticed, you know that guy who does the uniform, Paul Lucas?
No clue.
It's kind of cool. He's a guy that like will always update people on like, this is the new uniform, or these are the best throwbacks. Like, he's sort of involved with ESPN. I don't know. But anyway, he noticed and tweeted out, one of those flags is the Enterprise Rent-A-Car flag.
Shut the fuck up. They had,
you know, the American flag, maybe the state flag. I don't know if they put the Canada flag because it's hockey. I don't know. But one of them was the Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and it became a big thing. And then the next game that they were hosting, I guess game four, the Enterprise Rent-A-Car thing wasn't there. And apparently, Enterprise is one of the club's big sponsors. They might even be the state. Yeah, that might be the arena. Course. But can you imagine Yeah. Fucking with Enterprise American flag. Yeah, it's amazing. You just Google Enterprise and St. Louis Blues, and you'll see a fucking Enterprise flag right next to the American flag.
Stunning.
Which is just a reminder, all this forced patriotism shit before the games is bullshit.
It's so dumb. I don't know why sports and patriotism are like required to intersect.
Right. We don't do that when we go to the movies.
Any other entertainment.
Like, yeah, it's weird.
They don't do it in other countries, and I don't know. It's an odd thing. The flyover. I liked it, the fact that the military pays. We found out the military pays to do those flyovers so that they can advertise.
I love a good flyover, but not at the cost of taxpayers or risking anybody.
They can afford it.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah. When they come over, one time that was with the stealth bomber at a game I was at, and it was just so like, because you didn't hear it coming.
It comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, and there it was, and it just like floated over the stadium. Fighter jets. I like when they do the warthogs, the fucking those scary helicopters that are like kind of like planes, not the Chinook, the Osprey. Those weird ass helicopters with the two rotors
with
on either side,
with the double blade things.
Yeah, fucking A.
I one time went to the an Army Navy game with a buddy of mine who went to Annapolis, and the tailgate there, one of the guys was plugged in, and he's like, 73 seconds, they're going to be there, and you just see You see nothing.
So bad.
And you're like, 73. He's like, all right, 28 seconds, nothing. All of a sudden, they fly exactly like as precise as it gets because they're military. They're badass.
Yeah, they know what the fuck they're doing. It's amazing.
Yeah, but it's a big fucking waste. What, people are going to join the military because you paid a bunch of money to fly over a stadium?
No. Yeah, and what military are you recruiting against?
Right. Like,
are they going to join the Cuban army if they don't see the right commercial?
Joining the French Foreign Legion.
Right. Like, I don't know, I'm thinking about going up north and joining the Canadian Army.
Be a Mountie. Either that or the Marines. Somebody better show me something.
One or the other. And also, the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
The Coast Guard's the military?
Kind of. I mean,
they got ships and planes and
have,
shit.
They have like a badass. I don't know if you ever listened to the super disappointing second season of Serial.
No, too boring. Too boring. Yeah. Didn't care.
It was
about didn't
the
care.
Guy that,
Bo Bergdahl. Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that guy who was a dipshit. Whether or not he deserves to be in jail for the rest of his life is one thing. But
don't care about his reasoning. Don't give a fuck.
He was a dipshit who caused problems for a lot of people, risked people's lives.
Could have got people killed.
Yeah. But they talked about early on, I mean, he was a fucking flake. He flaked out of the Coast Guard training.
Coast Guard is a fucking cush gig too. Like,
well,
that's the one
sounded,
you want to be.
It
in.
Sounded tough, but yeah, it's cush compared to the others, I would think. It
yeah,
didn't sound
no
easy, but
killed.
Like, why would somebody who flakes out of one of the branches, and probably, you know, no offense to all our Coast Guard listeners, but the distant fifth branch,
right? Well, I mean, they like catch the drug dealers and stuff and save the boats. They have an important job, but is it a military?
Yeah, but if you can't hack it, if you're going AWOL during Coast Guard training, why should anyone be searching for him when he just walks off the base in Afghanistan?
Like, you shouldn't be able to join a second military if you've already flunked out of one.
That's a disqualifier. This isn't college. Hey, it didn't work out at Texas A&M, so I went to Corpus Christi or something. You know,
yeah, gonna go do a couple years at JC and try to transfer my units.
No.
Okay, let's do some voicemail.
All right, cool.
Hey, ballers, it's Ben 906. Playing a little hurt this week, so the voice is a little fried.
He's got great pipes. He almost sounds better.
I was gonna say. Very nice timbre on Ben right now.
Wish I had a voice like this. This Ben's voice fucks, guaranteed.
Yeah, it does.
But I just wanted to comment. I had a meeting with another this past week with another cool rings guy, and I didn't know. He showed up and he had a handful of rings, and I just was so distracted for the hour-long meeting, I couldn't even handle it. So I just wanted to know, Brian, does that ever happen to you as the number one Cool Rings guy, probably on planet Earth?
Often.
But this guy was coming in close second here.
Often.
Thanks. Keep it baller.
Yep. People check my jewelry, and they either make comments, they either steer the conversation towards my baubles.
Now, is this a legit business meeting? A Cool Rings guy? Like, were you trying to buy a snake? Are you trying
to? Wait, well, maybe it was. Maybe it was a
I mean, what kind of business? What kind of hour-long meeting with a dude with rings? Sorry,
maybe.
Brian.
Maybe he's building him a website or something. You don't know.
I mean, I'm starting to be scared. Are you a Cool Rings guy during the week, or is this like your
me? Oh yeah, 24/7.
What?
Yeah, I'm never not.
So you're like typing on your keyboard at work, yeah. And you've got fucking like giant thumb ring or whatever.
Well, I don't have a thumb ring, but yeah, I got a couple rings on daily, on the daily.
Sorry, I misspelled that word. My 14 rings got in the way.
Yeah, I keep hitting the sorry. T when I mean to hit the Y.
I meant to hit H, but sorry, B and N got typed in.
Okay, thanks for that, Ben 906. Got a few voicemails today. Let's see what this guy's got to say.
What's up, boys? And my lady Kate. How you doing, girl?
Whoa.
What's up, guys? This is DT in Houston, your part-time Uber driver. Got a good story. Just picked up some Canucks. I think they said they were from Toronto. And the guy's in the car about 2 seconds. And he says, so what do you guys think about Drake down here? And I'm currently...
What? I mean, I can only assume that Drake is despised in Canada as well, right?
What a Canadian thing. You're seeking approval on Drake as soon as you get in the car?
Hey, how do you guys feel about Rush's last album, eh?
Hey, at least we got Martin Short, eh?
Bob and Doug McKenzie, eh?
On episode 168. Sorry, I'm a little behind.
168?
What number are we on right now?
Dude, he's 103 episodes behind. You're two years behind.
I bet those Degrassi fans talked his ear off. That's why he's so far behind.
That's probably, yeah, because he's Uber and he's trying to listen to the show. And people keep chatting.
How about that Aubrey in the wheelchair, eh?
Hey, play the show for the people in your car, DT.
That's the best way to get them to shut up.
Totally, yeah.
Hashtag current. And I literally just looked at him and I said, dude, Drake's soft. I said, well, what do y'all listen to? I said, fucking Tekashi 6ix9ine. Because I just heard Kate's intro music. And I was like, I don't listen to rap music. Fuck, I don't know nothing about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Right.
But it just came out of my mouth and he's like, oh man, I'm going to have to check him out. And the guy in the backseat's like, yeah, I'll get on iTunes right now.
Oh no.
These guys are just fucking tools. Anyway, just wanted to share that. Also, real quick, on the Peronis, I have a friend, maybe a relative, they listen, so I don't want to say his name, RT.
That never doesn't make me laugh when someone says, I don't want to say the name, and then they say the actual person.
But they say rhymes with, and that just gives the name.
Yeah, they say the name, yeah.
But he's got it, and his worst problem is his wife likes to fuck a lot.
Whoa. Oh.
And it hurts like shit when you fuck with Peronis, just so you know. I mean, you can imagine. You saw the pictures.
I didn't.
Anyway, boys, y'all have a good one.
Oh,
excellent. I
gotta
thanks
say,
for that, DT.
We'd laugh about it because what else are you going to do? But ultimate respect for anyone dealing with that thing because I've seen the pictures.
And so it's got like an elbow in it, is the deal?
It kind of looks like an elbow in most of those pictures, but it's just not a straight line. So there are issues with that. And
if it's painful, I
understand the way things are set up that you need to have money to get things done.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bullshit.
That's bullshit because anyone who has that should get it fixed free of charge.
Of course.
But
reason
wasn't,
number one
wasn't
for nationalized
one of
healthcare,
the original Peronis. Email, wasn't it that it's a painful process of getting it fixed?
Well, I can imagine. Man. Yeah, that's what I think that's what he was saying. He said also it's embarrassing that you have it in the first place. So a lot of people just don't just go through life with a crooked ass dick when it's a fixable situation.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Well, I maintain, don't be embarrassed. You didn't choose to have it.
And imagine
be embarrassed of your dumb tattoos, but not,
that's right.
Don't be embarrassed of something you didn't pick.
Yeah. Be embarrassed of your New York Yankees tattoo.
Did I say this? I remember there was a girl in high school who got the Adidas stripes tattooed on her back.
I did say that. Yeah, I think you did say that.
Did they pay you? No. No, I just thought it looked cool. Yeah.
I know a guy who's a great guy, and I feel like a dick for saying this. He's a New York guy, and he's got he has a tattoo with like the Yankees logo and the New York skyline on his arm. And I told him one time, I go, the only way that tattoo would be cooler is if it played Empire State of Mind. Like if when you took your shirt off and that tattoo came out, the song started playing at the same time
New York.
Oh my God. Best.
Well, a couple of these things that were brought up are going to be in a story during sports very soon.
Yeah. Exciting preview. DT, tell your cousin RC we feel for him. There's not, I mean, who wouldn't want a wife that wants to fuck all the time?
Yeah.
Unless
I don't exactly have one of those.
Yeah. unless it hurts your dick. Like that's like the worst thing, worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Okay, another voicemail.
Hey guys. The discussion about
I think this is the homie LSU. I think I recognize that timber, LSU Lala.
Yeah, yeah.
The chugging of alcohol. I agree with you 100%. I think it was Brian that went there. After a certain age, I don't understand the point of chugging beer.
No. Exactly.
Probably, you know, yep. Legally drink stupid. At 21, probably by the age.
I've always been able to just drink it fast enough. Like, I don't really need to drink it any more quickly. Than I do.
Yeah, I mean, I went through a brief stretch where it was just something to do when you're younger, but certainly not once I was of legal age, even like late college, I was like, well, how about I just drink the beer?
Yeah.
And I noticed there have been a bunch of videos from, fucking, who's the MVP? Chiefs.
Pat.
Mahomes. Mahomes, I've seen like three videos of different NFL quarterbacks in the crowds easily chugging a beer. Like it's become a thing that everybody's clowning Rodgers now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to attempt it.
You can't. Yeah. You got to do it. Stop halfway through. Just say I'm not doing it or do it.
And I feel like the adrenaline would get you there. Even if you're not, like, I haven't chugged a beer, I would say, easily in 20 plus years. I have no confidence in my skill to chug any type of beer. But if 20,000 people were looking at me and I had a beer in my hand and they expected me to chug the beer, well, I would be able to chug the beer.
And you committed to do it.
Of course, you got to do it.
If they expect you and you're like, no, I'm not doing that, that's fine. What we said last week, Aaron Rodgers on the Jumbotron could have waved that off. Be like, my offense, because his offensive lineman did it at the same time.
Yeah.
Be like, let the offensive lineman do it. That's what's expected of them. I'm Aaron Rodgers. Them, I don't have to do it.
But the minute give them the shine.
The minute he committed.
You got to do it.
Got to do it.
Got to do it. Okay, let's let him finish.
The 22. Have an idea that you do not need to chug alcohol or throw down shots left and right.
I agree.
You know, drink and savor the taste of it. I don't know. It's a grown man should know better. The, speaking of Brian turning 40, I must have a problem with my postman and, I guess I need to talk to Kate as well. Make sure she has my address because somehow my invitation didn't make it to the house. So we'll have to figure that out and get that fixed before Bri is 41. And Brian, Marie Kondo, Martha Stewart. Scoop it up.
Oh, scoop it up. I'm not into Asian chicks. Martha Stewart is a handsome looking 70 plus year old woman, but I'm still scooping Marie Kondo. She's adorable and she's age appropriate.
I don't know if I actually I know what Marie Kondo is, but I don't think I could pick her out of a lineup.
Yeah, she's like a little. She's a very like petite Japanese woman. She doesn't speak English. She's fine looking, and I'd scoop it. I'd scoop that before I'd scoop Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart, I probably would have scooped 20 years ago for sure.
I am impressed by Martha Stewart's rebirth after the stint in the Pokey.
She got fucked over.
She got completely fucked over. But then she kind of embraced the ridiculousness of it all, because when I first started hearing about her, like in the mid-90s, she was this person that was the expert on everything. She would go on these late night shows and she would tell you how to make the most complicated thing, and she was kind of pompous. And then after she went to the Pokey, then she's like, well, I'm going to hang out with Snoop Dogg and kind of make fun of my own brand. I respect that.
She leaned into it.
Yeah, I respect that.
She leaned into it. I love it. Yeah, I agree with you. Okay. One more voicemail here.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit.
Oh wait, hold on. Give me.
That's crazy, that song. Sometimes I just hear it and enjoy it, but I don't really pay attention to it. It's crazy.
Wow. It's a masterpiece. Okay, Manuel's only gone 2 minutes here, so let's see how much we can get through here. Let's go for it.
Big ballin', shot callin'. You know the rest, baby. What up?
What up?
Your boy Manuel from Gardena, aka Matt in LA. I haven't called you guys in a minute. So you can thank my voice to that epic comeback the Dodgers did the other night. 5 runs, 8-3 ball game.
I'm aware of this because I heard Manuel call in to my buddy Travis Rogers' morning show here locally in the LA market, ESPN 710. And he called in and he started talking, and Travis went like this, "Dude, clear your throat." he sounds a little better than he did on the radio.
The seventh inning turns into a 9-8 deficit.
Okay. Right. This is a matter of and public
that's
record.
Where all my voice went.
It seems so like maybe he loosened up a little bit before he might have burned one before this call.
Yeah, hey, I mean, I imagine Manuel, he's offered to smoke you out when you were here last summer. You didn't take him up on it.
I think we got the voicemail after I'd already returned back to the East Coast.
I think that's what happened. Yeah.
Of course, and this horse is coarse as F. But anyway, man, that's not even why.
I mean, Manuel, I love Manuel. He's a great guy. Big supporter of the show, fan of me, mentions the show to literally no reaction on local radio shows. But here we are, 46 seconds into the call, and he's
eighth inning or something.
Yeah, he's not. I assume he's got a point, but he has not made the point. Let's give him a chance here.
You know who does the Twitter version of this call?
Who?
Jay Stu. Jay Stu's. Oh, yeah. Sports tweets are kind of similar to Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to ask Jay Stu about his anger over Game of Thrones. I feel like the moment's passed, but he was tweeting about how can you do 8-7 amazing seasons with deep storylines and then you just wrap it up like this, such lazy.
I thought it was performance art at first.
No. Well, usually it is with him.
No, but when it comes to the Dodgers and Game of Thrones, he's serious. He just he tweeted something today like nobody can beat us. Something like that about the Dodgers. Like he tweeted a power rankings like no, nobody can beat us.
Oh, don't see he's jinxing it.
Yeah.
The team that wins the most games rarely wins the fucking World Series. Don't fuck it up, Jason. Got a long season to go. People could get hurt. Don't fuck it up for us. Okay, let's finish this call. Gotta get through.
Easy Edward, right back.
Saying our names.
We already were introduced, right?
I know. He's back to it. He's back to it.
I need to get an opinion from the both of you.
Okay.
Now, when we were going through the high school thing, it was just, you know, basically, I think you had one senior night and you had your graduation ceremony, look forward to the parties, right? Man, even my daughter who graduated 3 years ago, I don't recall, man, this gauntlet of themes and things of nothing but basically wastes of money.
You have prom, right?
Damn, I'm happy my son is a...
Yeah, there's a prom. There's also grad night.
I had something like a senior night and, but it was like early evening. It was, I can still remember, we had like a little dinner cruise thing. And then right after that is when I got back to my place and watched the Knicks Rockets game, which was the OJ Chase game. So that was my senior night. It was a
terrible night.
It was an awful night. Action packed night.
Graduated from high school, but they don't have to have a senior night at Universal Studios, a senior night at the LA Zoo, a senior night movie night.
The LA Zoo is so trash, by the way. Never, ever, ever under any circumstances get roped
into the LA Zoo. Is that where the Three's Company theme song was? Because I always thought as a kid it was the San Diego Zoo, and then I realized as I got older, that couldn't be San Diego Zoo.
No, LA Zoo. Yep. There's nothing. There's barely any animals, which is, I guess, good. It's just
they have flamingos because that's where the way Terry stood.
Right. Yeah. Terry. Wood bang.
Underrated.
Wood scoop. Oh, no. She's the hottest of the three. Terry.
I was going to say, I think she's the number one.
100%. All aboard the Terry train. Summers
was pretty good,
up.
But they talk about, when Summers was the hottest thing, she left the show. No. And also, I got a controversial stance. When Farrah Fawcett left, I'm a bigger Cheryl Ladd fan.
Me too. I mean, Jacqueline Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Don't sleep on Jacqueline Smith.
She's probably the number one.
What a honey.
Kate Jackson. Jesus. I want to let you know, I read she was the meanest of the three.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
so we don't...
she was the least hot.
Yeah. All right. Back to Manuel.
It's usually the way it works. Okay, Manuel, come on, buddy. This is going on and on. What's grad night? Whatever.
I mean, guys, I don't know how long you want to keep these kids in that damn high school, but they are graduating next week.
Let them out.
I remember the days when, like I said, man, you just had one or two things. Now, seems like every other damn week, they got some celebration for these kids.
All right,
but I guess, man, God bless them.
God bless them.
That's all I got for you guys today, man. I'm trying. I guess I kept it a little shorter than usual, at least, right? Yeah,
didn't say much.
Outro.
Outro.
Thanks, outro.
Man. Outro. Sorry about your voice. Go Dodgers. My kid's graduating eighth grade.
My son is graduating. We have a ceremony fifth grade.
Yeah,
because he's going to middle school, so like he's leaving this school.
Yep.
But I mean, whatever, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. I just whatever.
Yeah. We really need a sports song.
Yeah,
we don't have one, and it's
we've got a lot of talented listeners. Somebody can put together a sports song.
Everything has an intro now, except for the sports. We could just do My Name is Brian. which is a great song, but writes a bill.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see.
I'd be in a meeting. I might have a very high-level meeting that I'm in with my fucking rings. Get a lot of looks on those rings. Okay, Ed, what's popping off in the world of sports?
Well, remember we were just talking about Aubrey, a.k.a. Drake.
He's the worst.
And he's really ratcheting up that worstness this past playoffs. Well, he has been trying very hard and failing. I guess he's putting, like, wristbands around his arm. He's trying hard to cover up the fact that he has Steph Curry and Kevin Durant's jersey numbers tattooed on his body.
He's one of these I'm a fan of every team guys. Is that what the deal is?
Yes, but hasn't he been part of the ownership of the Raptors since?
Oh, does he have a piece of the team?
I thought he was like a Jay-Z, like a 0.01% guy.
Is that why he sits on the court?
That was my understanding. If not, then
I believe you.
Why would anyone have Steph Curry and Kevin Durant's jersey numbers tattooed to them?
Right. It's crazy. Unless you were Steph Curry or Kevin Durant, then I guess you could have those numbers tattooed on you, but you're wearing the jersey every night. It's not like you're going to forget your number.
Now, I'm not a fan of Durant, but I did see the video of after they won game two. He's like, "Hey Aubrey, we'll see you in the Bay Area."
That's pretty good. But it's also they're normalizing Drake's behavior, which I fucking hate.
Well,
he's not involved in the fucking game. He's got a ticket to the game, just like me.
Didn't President Barrio shame him a little bit? I read a headline that he kind of said like, "Hey, something about like, hey, are you gonna behave this game or something like that?" Like he kind of shamed him a little bit. So there's a guy named Derek Dietrich on, I think, the Reds, and he was hitting homers and flipping, bat flipping or something. Well, Pirates broadcaster said Derek Dietrich's dead grandpa would be ashamed of his home run celebrations. I love these old school guys.
They hate it
so much. And I happen to read a story about a guy I'd never, I mean, I'm so, when I was a kid, I knew pretty much the starting lineup of every team.
Same.
I don't know the starting lineup of the Orioles anymore. Cause I mean, they're just plugging in random guys now.
Do they still have Orange County's own Mark Trumbo who'll hit 28 home runs before the All-Star break and then end the season with 32 home runs every year?
They do. I don't think he's played this year. I think he's been hurt. And now he's in rehab. He's
drug
in,
rehab.
No. In the rehab assignments where he's probably hitting 700 foot home runs off of like rookie ball pitchers.
Yeah, A ball.
But anyway, so I read a whole thing about this guy in the White Sox, Anderson, who flipped his bat against the Royals and it led to beanball and brawls.
So many rules.
And then they played again and they threw at him again, like the next series.
I think
they always, they'll suspend both players like four games or five games for a pitcher. That means one game.
One start.
If a pitcher throws at a guy.
Yep. Kick him out.
He should be suspended for like 30 games.
30 game suspension. I agree.
Because also, if a guy flips his bat, he's not injuring you. Whereas a pitcher, you're trying to hurt the guy.
And if you don't want people to flip their bat, just throw better pitches.
Right. But
that's anyway, he hit your pitch over the fence. Why? because you threw a bad pitch. Throw Pirates, a better one.
The Pirates broadcaster thinks the dead grandpa would be ashamed.
Was his grandpa like a ball player or something?
He must have been a known person.
Amazing. I love when they get mad. I love when these old guys get mad. It's great.
Oh. Yeah, it was a former, maybe it was a former, I don't know, former Pirates player was the commentator, John Wiener.
John Wiener. Oh, he was a pitcher, right? I think I remember him.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I heard of him because of his grandfather used to be a minor league coach for the Pirates. He was the nicest, sweetest guy in the world. He's rolling in his grave every time this guy hits a home run. He's embarrassed of his grandson.
Oh, my God.
Fucking douche.
Because he flipped his bat because he got excited because he hit a home run. You can't show – here's the problem with baseball. You can't show too much emotion, but you also can't show too little emotion. And you can't run the bases too fast, but you also can't run the bases too slow. You got to run them at the right speed. So many rules.
All secret rules are bullshit.
That's so dumb. There are no rules. I love it.
Just, you know what a rule is? You have to, like, cross the plate to score a run. That's a rule. None of this other bullshit.
That's it.
I'm not a fan of this guy, but I tend to agree. Rick Pitino, who's now coaching in Greece.
He won the championship.
Yeah, he slammed the Greek hoops fans for constantly smoking during the games. The arenas are full of smoke. Yeah. And he's like, these players, I mean, how can you be so selfish that you're smoking in the arena? It must be so weird to go to a culture where that's not a thing anymore. Man.
It is. It's weird when I go to Las Vegas.
Yes. Yeah.
And people are smoking.
It only took a couple of years for it to completely change. When New York, I know California was first, but when New York banned smoking in bars, within a couple of years, it was odd when you would just be around a cloud of smoke. It just quickly disappeared.
It's a weird feeling when you go to a place where it's okay to smoke. It's just it's kind of shocking.
Sports arena.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That must be bad.
Yeah.
Finally in sports, OJ Simpson, former Buffalo Bills running back.
Yeah.
He claims his dick was so big that he quote hospitalized Kris Jenner after banging her in a hot tub.
I heard the story. OJ, after Bob Kardashian went to sleep, OJ unleashed. They were in a hot tub, and he stood up and displayed his massive dong. Yeah, and Kris wanted some of that, but then she had to ask off it after a while. It was just too much. Too much dick. And also, how is OJ the worst? I mean, he's a murderer. Why are we still dealing with him? Why is he out?
I know. He's just telling colorful stories of yore about women he banged.
Unbelievable. It's time for non-sports. Non-sports. A segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. 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 I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports. 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 Segment. Ed, what's going on outside of the world of sports? Anything interesting?
Well, there are a lot of things that could go wrong if you ride a moped.
Very dangerous.
They're dangerous. They're very little dangerous. I mean, if you're in any sort of vehicle that gets in an accident, it's a problem. But if you're in like a hog, you do have some girth to the
weight.
You have something. Mm-hmm. Moped, you're getting knocked around. Well, here's a story. Man suffers 9-day erection after bruising taint in moped accident. So bruised taint means he probably fell pretty hard on the seat as he got popped.
Yeah, something must have burst and just all the blood flowed to his dick.
9 days. That's a lot of Texas belt buckle, like walking around to get things.
You'd be over. It reminds me, you remember that guy? He was like from Wisconsin and he got in an accident or something happened to his brain where he would constantly have orgasms all the time. I think we talked about him on this show.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, if you went, you think it's funny until you have 9 orgasms at your dad's funeral or something. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's even funnier, but,
it really is.
It would get a little old. Do you ever like just the other day I got a hard on for no reason. And I'm like, what is going on? Yeah. Why I don't have a boner right now. And I really wanted to not have a boner in that moment. Yeah. I don't know why I had one.
It used to happen a lot as a kid, but I still get the random passing. Occasionally. And you're like, what am I going to do here? I got to go to the store.
And imagine that lasting for 9 days. They probably would have to drain it. That's, you know, like when your Viagra lasts for 36 hours or whatever, you have to go in and they stick a needle in your dick and drain out. They like leak out all the blood. So your boner goes away.
So do you think he was in the hospital after the accident? And they're like, well, it looks like you're gonna live. And then they see he's got the erection. Well, I mean, you're really excited about this thing. And he just the nurses are looking at him like, what? He still got that. I mean, he had that thing yesterday.
I'm saying for like the first 9 hours, it was probably pretty hilarious. And then it got old.
Wait, it lasted
for eight more days.
And do you think an erection from an injury in that area, he probably was in no mood to be actually working it out. Probably real sore down there.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely an issue. I wouldn't want to be in his predicament.
Okay, but an even worse predicament, what if you were a Barcelona-based YouTube star?
I mean, could be worse. Go on.
Chinese guy, Barcelona-based YouTube star. I don't know or care his name. He was banned 5 years after feeding a homeless man toothpaste-filled Oreos. Like, he was going to prank a fucking homeless guy.
Yeah, that is so fucked.
Banned for 5 years. I hope he does time in jail in Barcelona.
Yes. Yes. Also, who's watching this shit? Fuck this guy. Wait, it's not the guy. It's not the Asian guy that lays there naked with like with something draped over his dick and then something on top.
Oh no, I love that guy.
Of that. That guy's the best. Like, no, I don't want to see him banned.
I hope not. That guy I like is that the guy. Best. This is a guy named, I don't know, Kangua Ren. Popular channel Reset.
Oh, Reset is his channel.
Yep.
Fantastic.
52-year-old homeless man. Being homeless is the fucking worst. And you
have to be the worst.
And he's going to give him something to watch him throw up shortly after.
That's disgusting.
Fucking
that's
asshole.
Disgusting.
There's a televangelist who cut his teeth learning from his mentor, Oral Roberts. And this guy was explaining his purchase of private jets, including a recent $54 million Gulfstream 5 that he bought from Tyler Perry. He said, it's a Bible thing.
Yeah. As the Bible says, go out and get your ass a jet. Well, Creflo, I mean, this is apparently popular in the evangelical TV preacher game, because remember Creflo, he was praying and he was asking his congregation to help him out because he needed a better jet. He already had the one jet, but it wasn't a good enough jet. So he needed to get a better jet.
Yeah. This shithead
ministering.
Kenneth Copeland, he said, you can't talk to God while flying commercial.
No, you can't.
And I would agree. These days, coach, especially, it is a godless community in coach.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. It's a tough ride. Hold on, Ed. Let's while we're at it, since we're here, I don't know if you heard anything in the background, but we are joined now in the studio by our very own pop culture correspondent. She comes on every week. She tells us what's happening in the world of pop culture. Let's have her sit in for the last of these non-sports stories, and then we'll jump right in to her segment. She, of course, is Fancy Sauce. Fancy Sauce, how are you today?
Hey, Kate.
Hi, guys. Hi. Hi, Ed.
So good to have you. You were trying to distract me by making naughty gestures outside of the studio.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was very rude and uncalled for.
Don't believe a word he says.
Let's jump in. Ed, what else is going on in the world of non-sports?
Well, let's stay in the spiritual world. And there was a Florida man who poured salt in Walmart to get rid of evil spirits.
And it worked. Now there's no more.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Now there's no more evil spirits.
I would say to the naysayers, find me one evil spirit in that Walmart.
Exactly.
Just fucking one.
Yep.
This guy should go on a tour and just hit all the Walmarts. Mm-hmm. Walmart should hire him to go do evil spirit cleanings.
Yeah.
Purgings.
And like exorcists as well.
Yeah.
While
exorcisms.
Exorcism.
Right. Fantastic.
Have you ever tried to get a bulk thing of almonds and there's an evil spirit kind of tugging back at it?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, so now
that happened.
Now it's not going to happen at that Walmart.
It's when I try to get, it's when I get the dried mangoes because I'm addicted to them and I will buy like a 4 pound sack.
Not much of a share
delicious,
either.
These delicious dried mangoes. And 3 days later, that sack will be gone.
Selfish lover when it comes to dried mangoes, huh?
That's right. So the evil spirits are always trying to get me to buy those dried mangoes.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't
maybe
control
they're
myself.
The ones that are doing it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I need a cleansing of my local Costco because that's where I get my mangoes.
I don't want that lunatic anywhere near my Costco.
Do you think that evil spirit happens to be the same evil spirit that knocked Kate's laptop off the...
Yes,
table?
Of course it was.
Okay.
I know that you guys are making fun
of
me right now.
I've saged the residents of that happened. Yes,
I know
I
that you guys are taking the
has
piss,
it happened?
But that happened.
Has it happened since I saged
you
the residents?
You didn't sage anything.
Yeah, you weren't here when I did
it.
I
don't even know what saging
yeah,
is.
Yeah, he dumped the salt out. That's what he did.
And I did the salt. I dumped the salt out regularly.
So the same...
cleanse this place of evil
so
spirits.
So the same
I get
treatment...
all the salt out all the time.
Evil spirits and slugs have the same treatment? That's a weird... combo.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Well, it's probably somewhere in the Bible, Ed.
So you know that like really good Philippine president Duterte?
Yeah, Rodrigo Duterte.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah. He's like, "Hey, go out and do murders."
He's Donnie's boy. He's another one of those guys.
Yeah.
And he's pretty harsh on homosexuals. Well, he gave a little added color to his life story. He said he used to be gay before he cured himself.
Oh, he prayed the gay away. Yeah. That works. It's an effective strategy. Remember that preacher, speaking of preachers, there was that preacher in Colorado, Ted Haggard.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, he's like, I know how to convert your kids. What they're doing is evil. They're out there being gay and having gay activities, and it's wrong. God hates it. And I can cure him. And then it turns out some rent boy was like, oh, no, I go to hotel rooms with this guy and we smoke meth all the time. And then I let him suck me off.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, because he's real anti-gay. Anybody that's really anti something wants to do that thing.
It's one thing if you're anti techno music or something that is getting in your face right. And bothering you.
But you're not out carrying a sign saying, fuck, we need to get rid
but
of
I'm
techno,
saying,
fuck techno.
If
techno's illegal, should be illegal.
If old Rodrigo said, I hate techno so much.
Duterte.
If I hate it so much, I can't have it playing in my country. You would say, that is really harsh, but.
I agree.
But I agree. But
That's your right.
But the whole gay thing, I don't know of a situation where the gay guy is attacking somebody so they can be gay with them. It's not how it works.
Yeah. I don't think. I think it's, you know, live and let live.
Right.
As it says in the good book.
We just got a little color into why he might be so anti-gay.
Yeah.
Working through some things.
Tends to work that way.
And finally, we're gonna talk about a nice school trip. My school did it. Trip on the East Coast. A lot of schools go to Washington D.C. And this wasn't East Coast. This is Louisiana. Well, the Louisiana principal resigns after being arrested at a strip club while on the school trip to Washington D.C. Public intoxication.
I mean, did he bring the kids with him?
He got so ossified drunk that he was asked to leave, And then when the cops told him to get out of there, he refused to comply. So they had to arrest him.
So they got off the bus at the field trip, and the kids went to like the zoo or the museum, and he went to a strip club and got wasted.
They probably went to Monticello that day.
Yeah, Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
Hey, look at how big Abe is.
Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
There are strip clubs not too far from Capitol Hill, I'll say.
Really?
And I imagine
there's like an overpass, and then all of a sudden you're at a strip club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that the DC strip clubs, I mean, it is, they do call it Chocolate City.
I've been to some.
Yeah. And I imagine that it's a particular brand of strip club.
What if he was at Camelot?
Oh.
One of Michelle's sorority sisters worked there.
Oh, really? Interesting. Hey, gotta make a buck. A couple of quick emails now that Kate's here. Gentlemen and lady. I first wrote to you 2 years ago seeking advice on teaching my then kindergartner to avoid befriending children whose fathers are in the school's dad's club.
Oh, no.
While you neglected to answer my actual question.
Is that true?
Probably. You did. Well,
I always tell dads, put on your headphones, right?
Yeah, that's what he talks about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You did provide sage wisdom I carry with me to this day. Namely,
how to avoid dad interaction.
Put on headphones, avoid talking to people. I was trying
to. That was great advice.
I do headphones and sunglasses indoors to like ward off any contact. And I was on a plane day before yesterday, and I had the headphones on and the sunglasses on, and a dude sitting next to me kept hitting me up to tell me things.
That was pretty funny.
Yes. He was like, hey, I'm sorry to bother you, but I just wanted to let you like tell you I like your watch or something. Like it was, yeah, he was a buddy of mine.
I had headphones on today, and a Trader Joe's person interrupted me to tell me good choice in what I was picking. Buddy.
Oh, that's coached at Trader Joe's, I believe. They're supposed to compliment you or say, oh, these are really good, aren't they?
Yeah, I had to pull my headphones out. So I could be like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. He's like, I just want to say great choice on the dark chocolate peanut butter cups or you know whatever.
Those are so good.
Well, yeah. those are good choice.
Those are fantastic. I love those.
Say good choice. Oh my God, amazing. I mean, Jesus, I had to pull out Howard Stern so I could listen to this guy tell me good choice? Get out of here.
You know what you do with those is you throw them in the freezer for like, I don't know, a minute.
Snooze.
So they're not, you don't want them like all hard and crunchy. Okay.
Just but enough you do to get just a brisk.
Yeah, firm and a little bit cold.
Mm.
Unfortunately, my attempts to get the Dad's Club labeled a terrorist or terrorist organization failed, and their unseemly recruiting habits infiltrated my own home. This past weekend, my wife took my two eldest on an official Dad's Club sponsored camping trip, whereby camping, I mean pitching a tent on the school baseball field in a density that would make a refugee camp director blush. Of course, being on school grounds means it was also a dry camping trip. Oh, you got to smuggle. You got to keep it low.
You got to have a flask. Yeah.
All you need to know about the rest of the event is that the Dad's Club members all wore matching RCDC shirts.
No.
RC being the school's initials, like with a knockoff logo that would make Bon Scott choke on his own vomit. That is from Ryan.
So they have an AC/DC themed dad club?
Yeah. School. Yeah.
Dad
like
club.
The school.
Do they like chant?
Yeah.
It was.
Did someone bring their acoustic guitar?
I've got the biggest balls of all.
They wore the Costco jeans.
Yeah. Amazing. It's tough. And Ed, your kids are at that age, but they're getting a little older now. You really, when your kids are young, you're forced to interact with people that you never would interact with otherwise at like birthday parties and shit like that. And it is fucking awful. It is the worst part of having kids other than there always being kids around you.
It's tough. But I mean, at this point, I'm at fifth and third grade. The word is out on how approachable I am.
That's good. You set it up. You got the headphones in. Okay, another email. Brian, Kate, and Ed, I have a question for all those eco-sex tourists. How do you obtain consent from the earth? Those are the people that like fuck trees and stuff.
Yeah, I think I read about it in Vice a couple years ago.
I don't know
ago.
What this is. What?
Yeah. People are like it's fucking the earth thinking it's going to make the planet better.
There was like a Vice thing where people are like sexually attracted to like moss and like ivy.
And then what?
They fuck it.
What do you mean?
They go out and they rub their genitals on the like.
I mean, they're earth. They're jerking dirt. Off on trees. That's like
men and women.
Yeah. It's mostly broads that I saw.
They're giving mostly, but I did see some clip of a dude like literally a tree hugger, literally rubbing.
Oh yeah, he was a tree fucker.
Yeah,
which is
are you like putting your like bear genitals on the earth?
It's appeared so. Yeah,
I think you could get a rash that way. Pretty.
Tree bark has got to be horrible for your dick.
Yeah, I'm not going to rub my bits on like some grass.
It's a good thing there's no more HBO Real Sex because they would do like multiple.
Man, the ultimate bummer of the show when you're really a boy coming of age.
Are they the same people that like stare at the sun for nutrition?
Yeah, they are. Similar people.
Those people seem very cool.
It all seems kind of rapey to me. Count me out. Also, when Kate went to that whispery voice last week and started talking about men named Harry, let's just say name change paperwork is being contemplated.
What?
We were talking about Harry, probably the prince guy. And
yeah, you said it's a Harry hot can name. Get it. Yeah, you said Harry can get it, and then you said all Harrys can get it.
So
Harry Hamlin can get it.
Well, we brought him up, but how about the CBS Morning guy, Harry something, Harry Smith?
Also, yes. Hold on, is back he still up. There? All right, what you're saying is that you like I'm not allowed to say someone can get it. Like that grosses you out.
No, are you talking about the emailer?
Yeah.
No, he's saying he's going to change his name.
He wants to be Harry because you sounded so you into it.
Yeah, because you said all Harrys can get it. When Kate goes sexy voice, that voice is a million times hotter than Brian's very, very, very uncomfortable whispers.
Thank you. I totally agree.
I cut off. I think that might have been from Kennard in Kansas. I unfortunately cut off the signature of the email. My apologies. Okay, another one. Brian, Ed, and Kate. A little change up on the scoop front this week.
Oh my god, I've just been waiting in dread.
For the longest time, I haven't been able to clarify my thoughts on the whole scoop it up thing.
No, please do, Ed.
And I know this is only going to amplify this scooping noise and references from everybody.
It is, but you got to set it straight. It's a juggernaut.
Because I couldn't figure out, I couldn't put into words what the problem was. And I'm not going to pretend the show is so super highbrow that something as inelegant as Scoop It Up is like off limits. But here's the thing: Scoop It Up sounds. Remember, Kate, you did the story about Meghan Trainor with her press release, and it was like all these like kind of gross references and kind of cheesy and gross. That's what it feels like. It feels like a Maxim magazine column from 97.
Oh, I'm coming to scoop.
Like it feels,
it's a bit dated.
And I just feel like
scoop in the hoop.
If this is a comedy show, this is like
a
very bro-y Barstool Sports
very
kind of
date
segment.
Rapey,
oh, I disagree.
Very date rapey frat brother.
Disagree.
Yes.
All the way.
From the like frat house that everybody knows not to go in.
Yes. Anyway.
This is date rape drug. Kind of
the Scoop It Up game now has a song.
Yeah. As if things could not get any worse. Yeah. Where my ballers at? Ballers at?
Chicken hands get the cluck and scoop it up, scoop it up. All y'all bitches get the suck and scoop it up, scoop it up. Player haters still hate, scoop it up, scoop it up. Give me that pussy, I ain't waiting. Scoop it up, scoop it up. Hold up, wait a minute. Scoop it up, scoop it up. Give me some pussy, I'm up in it. Scoop it up, scoop it up. Get the stripping on my table. Scoop it up, scoop it up. Suck my dick, wear my label. Scoop it up, scoop it up.
Okay, I've heard enough. Turn it off.
I take everything back. That's a great song.
No. Turn it off.
That's our guy Brad in New York. Reached out with the Scoop It Up song.
I take back my previous minute.
Of course.
That's a good
very
song.
Highbrow. How dare you? Rank these in order of the worst to best situations. to consensually scoop it up.
Where's the best place to pick up chicks?
As a single person. No, he's got a list here.
Okay.
Dorm / frat / sorority party, a wedding, a Halloween party, duck club, or beach, lake / pool party. Ed, you go first. Give me a ranking. Give me a top three of those.
Top three. Number one is Halloween. Everybody, yeah. I mean, just walking around Hoboken on November 1st, you see a ton of walks of shame.
Much scooping potential. You're out there on November 1st about 9 a.m. You're going to see a lot of people walking in their slutty cop costume, carrying their shoes.
Bad girl, whatever it is. You always see people in costume the next day. There's a lot of fucking that goes on that night.
For sure.
I mean, a college setting. Any sort of college, that's house weekend. Party, bar.
Every
college.
Weekend.
Now, I would say the worst place probably is a club. I don't know. I'm so out of the game, but I would think these clubs where it's so fucking loud and there are roped off sections, I would think that'd be the worst place.
Too loud. Too many people. Kate McManus, your rankings. Dorm / frat / sorority party, wedding, Halloween party, duck club, beach, lake / pool party. Top three places to scoop.
This game's dumb.
Yes.
Okay.
But did you hear the song, so Kate?
A frat part, frat thing.
Number
for
one.
For non-consensual scooping.
No. There's no such thing.
Yes, there is.
There's no such thing.
You're scooping up.
That's not a. That's not a proper so scoop.
Drunk. That's where Brock. What do you call it? Brock was the guy. The Stanford swimmer.
Yes, Brock Heward.
No,
different Brock. Okay. Yes. Second.
Halloween.
Oh yeah, Halloween.
Everyone's dressed up and acting like someone else.
Yep.
Wedding.
Yep.
Everyone's sad that they don't that they're single.
Okay. You're both wrong. Number one is wedding. All the way, everybody's dressed up, everybody's fucking wasted, and it's a whole love thing. There's all these chicks that are super bummed out that they're single. There's all these good-looking guys in tuxedos. Wedding is the number one scoopability hang there is.
That is true in that most people dress like shit, so when they're all forced to dress in tuxedos, most guys dress like shit. That if you're wearing a tuxedo, everybody looks kind of uniformly good.
There's more sex, rando sex at weddings than anywhere else. Followed closely by, and you guys are both right on this one, Halloween. Halloween is a hookup holiday. Number one hookup holiday. People are dressed up. Girls got their boobs pushed up. They got tight things on their butts. They're looking hot. Guys are like Tarzan or other things.
What?
I don't know. Anyway, there's a lot. Everyone's wasted. It's a horny holiday. Halloween is number two. And then the rest, I mean, dorm frat sorority, that's like children, so that doesn't really count. They're just all banging. I would say those are the top two. Club / beach lake pool party, all very similar to me. That's it. He continues. Also, you guys have gone way too long without having Travis Rogers on the pod. Please remedy this ASAP. # free T-Raj. I will reach out. That is from Vic from the TBLS podcast subreddit.
He's a subreddit guy.
He's got it. And he's added something here. He wants to know. I don't know if I'm going to do this. I might have to revisit that next week. Anyway, the scoop up song.
What does he want?
Am I going to hate it too?
Yes. I just don't know. Kate's in a very negative place right now, and I don't know how much I want to push this. He wants...
I'm not in a negative place.
He's got a game where he wants us to review different Reddit pages that we might not be aware of.
You got me to look at one Reddit page. That's as far as I'm going. I'm not getting deep into it.
The one he sent us this week, and I've sent it to both of you, is called... It's a subreddit, and it's called... Butt Sharpies.
No, I won't do it.
Yeah. Do you want to know what it is?
It's Sharpies sticking out of somebody's
anus. It's people with Sharpies in their butts.
I don't want to see another butt after our mutual friend Lee.
This one's not too bad.
Showed us that horrific.
Oh no, no, I'm not. No, yes. I'm like not. This isn't like my kind of thing. This butt Sharpies thing. I definitely would not go back there. But it's an interesting. It's a lot of it's people putting multiple Sharpies in their bottoms.
Is it interesting?
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Anyway, thank you for that, Mike Vick did nothing wrong. And thank you for that, Brad in New York.
Chicken hands get the cluck, scoop it up, all y'all bitches get to suck it, scoop it up, scoop
13
it up.
Sharpies.
Still hate, scoop it up, scoop it up. Give me that pussy, I ain't wait. Scoop it up, scoop it up. Hold up, wait a minute, scoop it up, scoop it
I
up.
Cannot believe this page. 13 Sharpies in somebody's ass.
Brad in New York, you are a genius. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you, Brad. Oh.
All I need is Takashi 69, Jungle Rose, and the beat is Korean Hook 5. Oh, I hope Kate's got news to read, because it's all I need.
Kate McManus.
That song's so much better than the other one.
Different strokes. Different strokes. I mean, they both have their merits.
Oh my God. Oh,
Ed's getting really into butt Sharpies.
It's insane. It's insane. The 13 Sharpies, I can't.
How about some of the ones where it's just one Sharpie, but it's just like a super fat Sharpie?
Yeah, the Magnum Red Sharpie here. Oh.
Okay, Kate McManus, get us on your level. What is going on in the world of pop culture? What is happening in fancy pop?
Celebrity divorce news. Uh-oh. I really, really thought these guys were going to make it. And I'm sad.
Oh, no. Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward?
No,
oh.
Nick Cage and Erica Koica, who were married for 4 days in Vegas.
It's officially over?
Did they get an annulment?
Nick Cage in this picture is looking more and more like Wayne Newton.
He's got the dyed plugs. It's a bad look.
He married Erica in Vegas on March 23rd. We reported out about their marriage. 4 days later,
dear Nick hummingbird, I need an annulment.
He claimed in court documents that he lacked understanding of his actions to the extent that he was incapable of agreeing to the marriage. I think that's code for. I was really fucking tanked.
It wasn't me, Hummingbird. It was the Cuddy Sark talking.
Hummingbird, put down the bunny. I want a divorce.
Well, that's too bad.
Peggy Sue may have gotten married, but we are no longer married.
Doesn't bode well for Nick Cage.
My face.
And like, where's that?
My
in
face
life in
is
general.
Off, and this wedding is off. What else, Kate?
Speaking of. Maybe drinking a little too much. Colin Farrell, who's been sober for 13 years, before he reached that point, he had some dark days while filming The Minority Report in 2002 with Tom Cruise.
That's funny because I had dark days watching The Minority Report with.
No, I didn't see it. That's the one where Tom Cruise had gray hair.
Yeah, there were.
He had asked production if he could not. Work the day after his 25th birthday. Yes. They said, LOL, no.
That's pretty expensive.
And he was so hungover
that
it took him 56 tries to say one line.
What was the line? It's a difficult line.
The line was difficult.
Yeah.
Colin, you're so glib.
I got it. Hey.
The line was,
first take.
I'm sure you've all grasped the fundamental paradoxical pre-crime methodology.
Oh, this
56 times.
Oh, that writer needs to be kicked in the dick.
Yeah. Agreed.
Kick that writer in the dick.
The writer of the story is named Philip Dick.
Shut up.
Yes,
amazing.
That's the sci-fi writer. Philip K. Dick.
Hey, Colin. Hey. You want to be able to remember your lines? You got to read this book, Dianetics.
If you don't like Dick, read Hubbard.
This Colin Farrell, he was a real mess back then, and it reminds me, Colin Farrell, I recall, had a sex tape, and this Colin Farrell,
I watched it.
Yeah, this Colin Farrell, is about like 5'5".
Mostly.
And the dude mostly is dumb. Packing one of the fattest dicks you're ever going to see in your life. That's why he's got
that's
this.
True, that's true. Memory.
That's why he's got this confidence that gets him, takes him from Scotland or wherever the fuck he's from.
He's Irish.
Ireland, same difference. They're both islands.
That's a sexy accent.
Watch In Bruges. That's a good movie.
He's a great actor.
Dudes with Irish accents can get it.
What if their name? What if a guy's name's Harry?
Is it Robbie Coltrane Irish? Irish? Do you fancy him?
Get it.
I don't think she does.
What?
Anyway, Colin Farrell, fat dick. Glad he's sober now. He's actually quite a good actor. If you have not seen The Killing of a Sacred Deer, that is a fantastic weird movie.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, same director. He's a fantastic actor.
Also, whatever season he was in of True Detective, very good. He's good. Really?
I mean, it was
you
okay.
Just didn't like
I thought
okay.
He was really good in it. Vince Vaughn a little shaky.
Vince Vaughn was okay. Vince Vaughn was fine, but the fucking words they gave Vince Vaughn to say were so weird.
They were weird.
He had the weirdest dialogue, and it took
no
me
one
out of it.
No one talks like that.
How about what's weirder, that or the fact that I've just watched Sharpies in anuses while I've been talking to you this whole time?
You see, I knew you would like that page.
It's so gross.
I think Kate's on it.
Do you
right
think
now,
people too. People are that. Into that for sexual purposes?
Sexual pleasure.
Oh God. Yeah. It must be the worst to have a fetish.
Speaking of Sharpies and butts, just kidding.
Yes, go ahead.
A-Rod.
Telly in Colorado.
Yeah. A-Rod was caught by a paparazzi.
Oh, yes, this is a big story.
Taking a photo through his bathroom window on the crapper.
Yeah.
Right behind my building is a storage facility.
And he may or may not have had a Sharpie in his butt. We don't know. He might have.
I doubt it.
There's
a storage facility
behind your building? No, but I'm saying it's just a brick wall behind my building, essentially. And I still have a shade up because who needs anyone looking in your windows?
Yeah. Also, this A-Rod is so rich and
he's famous. Get some blinds.
His building is directly across from another building. Why doesn't he have that kind of window where you can see out and it's perfectly light out, but they can't see in?
Right. Yeah. He doesn't bother to put something up. So a bunch of guys at a hedge fund are watching him curl one out. It's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Worst guys.
He doesn't seem like he cares that much. I mean, they're trying to find out who did it, but he's just kind of like.
He has no recourse. He was viewable from a public space. Anybody can take a picture of anybody that they can see.
That's true. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. But he's apparently getting blinds, is my understanding.
This is probably my favorite story. So I'll just do it now. In a recent podcast episode, Sacha Baron Cohen talks about how his casting of Pamela Anderson in the Borat movie, where the plot line was that Borat wanted to come to America and
take
her back to Kazakhstan.
She was in the movie. He fucking put her in a bag.
And she was in
great.
On the joke.
It was hilarious.
It was great. Yeah. She was currently, at the time she was married to Kid Rock, and Kid Rock hated the movie so much. Yeah. And
because Republicans don't
they
have a sense of humor.
They watched it together at, I think, like Ron Myers or some big studio head's house. There was a screening.
Yeah.
And Pam texted Sasha like the night of and said, well, he texted her actually and was like, you know, how did it go? What did he think? And she texted back, he's getting divorced. And when he asked her why, she replied, the movie. And then 4 days later, they got a divorce.
I like that embarrassed Kid Rock. Not the fact that he's wearing Uncle Sam pants, golfing with President New Coke, but like he's embarrassed that his wife was in a very funny movie.
Yeah, that's like the peak thing that she's done. Like, it was great.
Well, he's probably a bit of a humorless cunt. So.
Yeah. What else, Kate?
A lot of people writing tell-all books. We got Moby last week. This week we have Chris Kattan, comedian from SNL.
I cannot tell you how many times I have said to somebody, when the fuck am I going to get my Chris Kattan memoir?
Well,
there was a joke.
It's your lucky,
Michelle.
It's your lucky day because he's got one titled Baby, Don't Hurt Me.
Yeah. Oh, from that
with
movie.
With your Sharpie.
Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah, Night at the Roxbury. He claims that Lorne Michaels pressured him into having a sexual relationship with would-be director Amy Heckerling,
director
who made
of
Clueless,
Fast Times
at Ridgemont High.
And Clueless. Yeah. And so he said that Will knew about it and it caused a rift in their friendship that they never recovered from.
Yeah.
Also, Lauren is obviously denying this.
Yeah.
I will say, until this story, I thought he was gay. Didn't you think Chris Kattan was gay?
Yes, he's got a gay vibe, just like Moby.
Can I tell my 6 degrees of my 2 degrees of...
You know Chris Kattan?
Chris Kattan, sorry. Yeah. I don't know him, but like a long time ago, let's say 12 years ago.
Oh, he dated the roommate.
No. I had a side business where I was doing interior design and staging of people's houses that were selling them, putting them on the market. And my partner and I got called to Chris Kattan's house out in Pasadena.
Yes.
To, you know, do like a walkthrough and...
Kate, I don't mean to interrupt you right now, but I've heard this story before and I think you have confused Chris Kattan.
Oh, I have. Who's the other guy?
Rob Schneider.
Okay. Well, Rob Schneider's a hoarder.
Well, are either of them loudcomers?
Is Chris Kattan a loudcomer?
He seems like he would be.
Yeah, he's very theatrical. It seems like a publicity grab here. It's completely unnecessary. No dude has ever been forced to have sex with any woman. It's just, you're a man, be a man. And also, Will Ferrell is a fantastic human being, and I got to take his side. If he cut you out of his life, he did so for a reason, right?
What?
Yeah, well, he said to Kattan, they saw each other, you know, a while later, you know, maybe a couple of years or a few years, I don't know. And he said, I got all your messages, all your voicemails and messages, and I didn't call you back because I didn't want to talk to you.
Hey, there you go.
Straight up.
I just Googled Amy Heckerling to see what she looked like around this time. And
can she get it?
I mean, she's a nice-looking woman. But she was dating...
She was much older. She was 43 and he was 25,
that's,
I think.
That's
okay.
43 is a very fuckable age.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in 43 being a good age. But she was dating Bronson Pinchot. She was fucking Balky.
Wow. Well, he had all that Perfect Strangers money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd still say he's more fuckable than Mango.
Chris Kattan?
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Kattan. I would put him in the same realm.
Balky versus Mango?
Yeah, I would put them like similar. At least, well, Balky only did the one character.
Right. Well, he was also in those Beverly Hills Cop. He was in a couple.
He was basically doing Balky in those movies.
Yeah, America or Burst.
Yeah. Okay, Kate, what else?
This story is probably the most important. So we have Kim Kardashian, who is a huge platform and extreme influence, and she has taken on this cause of freeing people from incarceration.
Yes.
And she freed that woman, Alice
Waters. No?
No, look, I've done some really good research.
Linda Lavin.
Alice Marie
Alice
Johnson.
Alice from the show Alice?
No, she was a 63-year-old great-grandmother who was serving life in Alabama for money laundering and drug conspiracy. Yeah. And since then, she's helped with the release of, I guess, like 17 more inmates who are facing lengthy prison sentences. So she recently posted
an admirable thing.
A picture of herself, she said, with an inmate who's named Kevin Cooper. She said in the caption, she said, I had an emotional meeting with Kevin Cooper yesterday at St. Quentin's death row. I found him to be thoughtful and honest, and I believe he is innocent of the crimes for which he was convicted.
Guess you could say she was hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Nice.
Kevin Cooper is on death row in San Quentin, indeed, for killing four people. In a killing spree in Chino Hills, California, 83.
Oh, I'd kill myself if I had to go to Chino Hills.
He killed an 11-year-old boy, a 10-year-old boy, and their parents.
What? Yes.
And the mother of one of the 11-year-old boys, I guess there were one boy was sleeping over at the other kid's house, and both those boys were killed, plus the parents of the little boy. And this mom is saying... This is forcing her to relive the trauma of her son's death. And she said, I pity her, talking about Kardashian, what she's doing to us. There's nothing to justify what she's doing us. It's causing us immense pain. It seems like Kim might not have done her due diligence.
Mm.
I assume she's getting a lot of blowback about this one.
I assume people bring these to her.
Yeah, I mean,
like the Innocence Project or something.
As much as I bag on the president, the best thing he's done, in my mind, as a president, was some sort of prison reform. The sad part was he did it because Kim Kardashian brought it to his attention.
Here's the thing. But even if this man, even if his conviction is murky, I don't know the details. He also raped two little girls, and he admitted to one of those rapes. Yeah. So at the very best, he's an admitted rapist of an 11-year-old girl.
Is there DNA?
So apparently,
I just DNA? Think she needs to focus on macro issues because I don't. Totally. I'm not a big fan of her vetting process, whatever it might be.
Got to agree.
But macro, you know, talk about prison reform, but she's not qualified to revisit evidence.
Yeah,
I think they're going to do some initial DNA testing to settle this issue once and for all. It sounds like she's been campaigning California Governor Gavin Newsom about revisiting the case. So hopefully this will be put to bed one way or another. But the craziest part of this story, in case you didn't know, Kim Kardashian has bigger aspirations. She's currently enrolled in a 4-year apprenticeship with San Francisco law firm with hopes of becoming an attorney like her father. She's announced plans. She's going to take California bar in 2022.
I didn't realize you could become a lawyer without going to law school.
Interesting.
I think she. You do have to take the bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, you have to study. She's got two people that she studies with.
Right.
During the week, she's going to school.
An internship in lieu of going.
She's
to
also
school.
Studying. You can't just go and work. She's going and take the bar with, because you wouldn't know. You wouldn't pass the bar from like.
She's going with the 18th century apprentice strategy.
Right, how they used to do it back in the day when you were a lawyer and a barber and a surgeon.
But it is a little worrying with someone who has that much influence is taking up the cause of someone who may in fact be guilty of the crimes that he is
murdered
on
a sleepover party.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I would wait to see. I'm more interested in who Barry Sheck thinks should be let out of prison.
I'm more interested to see what she thinks about her mom getting hospitalized after fucking the juice.
Right. Yes. OJ's big ass dick put her mom in the hospital at some point. I would like a comment on that. Okay. Kate McManus, anything else?
No, I think I'm going to leave it there. I don't want to inundate people. There's a lot going on, but I think we hit the key stories, the high notes. No, this is not, you're not going to play me out with this song. You can save this for when I'm not. Okay, bye.
David Dennis, you are a treasure. Thank you for bringing beautiful stories to the show.
You're welcome.
A daily fantastic. Always.
Great job, all of us.
4K.
We sounded really good, good looking this week.
Yeah, we're great.
Very
4K. Good looking. For Ed Daily, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 271 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
I'm the anti scoop it up. I'm the hashtag put it back.
Lifestyle's baller, podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and the others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.